Wednesday, the 12th of November, Yud Sarah's Mar Peshvan, Rabbi David Avakatis, Insights into Moroccan's Visit.
Good morning to everybody. If I may, I'd like to share with you a chat that I saw in Sefer Halikutim of the Ari HaKadosh, and he gives an overview of the Sedra, and he discusses the visit of the Malachim to Avraham Avinu. I read you his words. He says like this: Inyan Sipur Sdoim Va'amoira, this story, the story of the destruction of Sdoim and Amoira, Vehayot Elu Hashloisha Malachim Michoel Levaseret Avraham Beleid Sara, the fact that Michoel came to inform Sarah Imenu that she was going to have a child. The Gabriel, the Hapechet Sdom, Gabriel came to destroy Sdom. The Rephael, the Maletet Lot, and Rephael came to save Lot. The Cholechad Ba B'Shlichuso, everyone came with his unique mission. Ubizman Echad Nitkabsu Shiloshtam, and the three of them gathered together in one place at one moment. The Tam Heyois are called Bizman Echad, all these events by divine providence are all happening in one go. Veloni Frodim Zeharze, they're not happening in different times. Lihyois, because Kichen Hayatzarech, it was necessary. Ki Kemo Sheratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lehotzi Zeira Kodesh, Hashem Yisbarach, at that moment in time, he wanted to bring about to actuality the birth of the Jewish nation, the Jewish people, the neshamos Yisrael shehayu genuzos koidem shenivra ha'olam ve'ata, the neshamos of Klal Yisrael, who were created before the world was created, have been waiting for 2,000 years for this moment that Yitzhak should be born, and through Yitzhak Am Yisrael should come into being in the world. Hayu ha'alpaim shana shel tohu. Until then, the world had gone through the period that we call, the Hazal call, the 2,000 years, the 2 millennia of tohu. The world was living in darkness. It didn't have direction. There was no Torah. And Am Yisrael had not been given a bris with Hashem yet. And therefore the world was in tohu until then. And this is a very defining moment, an auspicious moment, when Am Yisrael is at this point going to come into the world and come into actuality, and a covenant is being made with Hashem Yisbarach and Am Yisrael. So at that moment in time, things had to happen. They had to happen together. Because the Ari HaKadosh doesn't highlight, but there's a shaila. We've got three malachim, three different missions. When they came to visit Abraham, two of those missions were relevant: informing Sarah of the child of Yitzhak, and healing Avraham Avinu, which is the same shilichus as going to save Lot. Same mission. Who needs Gabriel present at this moment in time? And I'd like to look into explore that a little bit. The Ari HaKadosh goes on and he gives the following interpretation on a Ma'amar Chazal. Chazal tell us that Hashem Yisbarach was creating worlds, Boire Olamas U'machriban. He was creating worlds and destroying worlds. What's pshat? Was Hashem creating planets and destroying planets, making a universe, getting rid of the universe? Couldn't Hashem get it right first time? It sounds something strange to explain. Says the Ari HaKadosh, no, the pshat is very simple. Boine Olamos is referring to generations. Hashem brought to the world generations, and these generations were the generations that Hashem Yisbarah had to get rid of: the Dor HaMabul, the Dor of Stoiman, Amoira, and Dor HaFloga. This is what it means, he says, what Chazal meant. He was creating worlds and destroying worlds, till he comes to the ultimate tachlis of the world, the ultimate purpose of the world, which is Am Yisrael. And that is now going to be focused in Avraham through Yitzhak. Now Avraham had to go through certain process. Through Avraham had to come out some of the pisoilis of Avraham's background. And that was Yishmael had to come out, and that had to be rejected. Esav had to come out, and that had to be rejected. And ultimately the focus would be on Yitzhak and Yaakov Avinu. And that's because the Torah says, Ki beYitzhak, excuse me, Ki beYitzhak yikara lecha zera, and he has the word Kodesh. Where will there be a holy zera, a holy nation, that only through Yitzhak, and not through any other descendant, that will come from Avraham Avinu. Ve'az be'Avraham matza kol zera Yisrael. Through Avraham and Yitzhak, the Eibishter now finds Kelal Yisrael, the holy seeds of Am Yisrael. The potential for all the neshamas of Kelal Yisrael that had been waiting before the world was creating are now there in Avraham. Because until then, it was a period of Toila and Voidim. Ubiyot Shekan Nitbaser B'Yitzhak. Now, since, at this moment in history, Avraham Avinu is being told that you're going to have Yitzhak, the father of Am Yisrael. V'zera Yisrael kulam yitzubo, the whole Klal Yisrael potential is there, all the neshamas. Kedichtiv ki b'Yitzhak yikare lecha zera. Gam ken rotza hakadosh baruch hu. Now we'll see why the Malachim are here together. The Eibishter wanted at that moment in time, at this precise moment, shenishmoso shel Mashiach shehaita. Gamkem genuza koydim b'riyas ha'olam. There was one special neshama. It was necessary at this moment in time also to come out, and that was the neshama of Mashiach. It came. It goes together. You can't have Am Yisrael without Mashiach. Mashiach and Am Yisrael go hand in hand together. And the seeds of Mashiach had to be brought to the world precisely at the same time as Am Yisrael are coming out into actuality. And like the neshamas of Kelal Yisrael existed and were created before the world, so too was the neshama of Mashiach, which is a special creation. How do we know? The Medrash Rabbah tells us, Shenemar v'ruach Elokim merachefet al pnei hamayim. In Bereishis it says that the Ruach Elokim is merachefet al pnei hamayim, is hovering over the water. What does this mean? Chazal tell us the Ruchol shel Mashiach. That is a neshama of Mashiach, that it was there before the world was created. V'totzatav mikedem. Everything that's going to come about Mashiach was already there before. Ratza ata gam ken hakadosh baruch hu. The Eibishter wants at this moment in history that we should find Mashiach now. The potential and the seeds of Mashiach should come into the world now, at the same time as Yitzhak. Ki haisa avud b'Sdoim. It was lost in Sdoim. That's where it was. Shenemar matzati David abdi. I found, says in Tehillim, David HaMelech, he's saying about himself, Baruch HaKodesh, he's saying, I have found David. What do you mean, I found David? Tells us the Gemara, Amru Razal, Shematzao Bisdom. He found him in the fields of Sdom. In Lot. Because Lot was in Sdom. And we know that Lot and his daughters came Moab, and Moab is Ruth, and that's David HaMelech. Ben Achi Avraham, the son of the brother of Avraham. If you ask me, what's the neshama of Mashiach doing in Lot in Sdom? When Adam Arishon sinned, these holy neshamas unfortunately had to go and be lost in this tumah, in that place. In Cain, therefore, says the Ari HaKadosh, quite rightly, it was necessary, an absolute necessity, that the three of them should come together in one go. and he'll tell you the connection now. Echad limtzav leYisrael b'Avraham. One came in order to find Kelal Israel, the Neshama's Kelal Israel, in Abraham Avinu. And that was the announcement that Yitzhak is going to be born. Echad lach poichet Sodom. One came to destroy Sodom. Says the Yekadosh, what's that got to do with Abraham now? That's another mission. He said, no, it's connected. Why? Kedei sheyetze misham lot. We are trying to push Lot out of Sodom. It had to be done simultaneously with the birth of Yitzhak. As a result of Lot being pushed out of Sodom, he ended up in a cave with his two daughters. The Eibishter made it that there was wine in this cave, and we all know the story, and there comes David HaMelech from there. Mashiach Elokei Yaakov, the Mashiach of Am Yisrael. That's what the Yeri HaKadosh says. So you can see that it was necessary that these events should happen at the same time, and that these three malachim are all connected in their mission. I'd like to examine the Gemara in Yevamos, which discusses the origin of David HaMelech and in the authenticity of this origin. And we'll see that there was a terrible dispute in Kelal Israel and a doubt as to the genuine authenticity of David HaMelech, the Mashiach, Kelal Israel, the seeds of Mashiach. And it was necessary for the three malachim to be there in order to establish a halacha that was going to be many generations later going to be in doubt, and this in Malachim already sowed the seeds for the answer to that. You'll see in a minute. Says the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Amoni Umoavi Asurim Lavo Bakahal. They are not allowed to come and marry in Kelal Yisrael. A Moabite and an Ammonite not allowed to marry in Kelal Yisrael. The Isuran Isur Olam, and that Isur is forever. In other words, great children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, it doesn't take it away. Aval nikvoisehem mutarois miyad, but their female are permitted immediately to marry into Klal Israel if they convert. Says the Gemara, minahan emile, where does the halacha come from? This halacha that the female, that the woman Moabite is allowed to marry into Kelal Israel immediately. And the Gemara goes into a story, and from this story we're going to reduce it. And the story is relating to Shaul HaMelech and David, when Shaul was looking for somebody to challenge and fight with Goliath, the Philistine, who was challenging. He said, why should we have a war, two nations? Make it one to one. Find somebody who will fight me. No one in Klal Israel dared fight with Goliath, except for one little boy. And at that moment in time, David HaMelech had offered, and he was a young boy, that he would be the one to fight Goliath. So says, there the pasuk says in Shmuel, Kirei Shaul et David. When Shaul saw David, at that time he wasn't the Melech, Yoitze Likrat HaPelishti, he hadn't fought yet with Pelishti, he is leaving the palace, or wherever he was, with Shaul HaMelech, and he's going out to fight with the Goliath. Amar El Avner, Shaul says to Avner, Sar HaTzava, his commander-in-chief of his army, Ben Mize Hanar, who is this child? Who is the father of this child? Avner, he's asking Avner, who is the father of this child? Hold on. You mean to say that this child comes into the palace, has a whole conversation with the king, says to the king, I offer my services to fight with Goliath, and the king doesn't know who he is? Says the Gemara, Vayomer Avner, Hei Nafshecha, I swear, he says to the king, HaMelech, Hei Nafshecha HaMelech, long live the king! Im Yadati. I don't know who this father is. Said the Gemara, it can't be. Velo Yadas, said the Gemara, what do you mean he didn't know? Velo Yadale, the Haktiv, it's written, Vayahevehu Meod. Shaul loved David HaMelech at the beginning. He played music for him, he entertained him. He was a friend of the king. Vayhi lo noseh kelim. He carried his kelim for Shaul. You mean you don't know who he is? You take him to the palace somebody to serve you and you don't know where he comes from? Ella, says the Gemara, what was Shaul asking Avner? A'avuha kamashim. He's asking, who is his father? Where does his father come from? We know his father is Yishai. So he's asking, who is his father? Says the Gemara, no, that also doesn't make sense. Ve'aviv lo yada, he doesn't know who his father is. Do you know who Yishai is? Says the Gemara ve'hakitiv, ha'ish b'meshaul, this man, Yishai, in the time of Shaul, zokin ba, he was an elderly man. Ba'anoshim, says the Gemara, what do you mean he was an elderly man? Amar Rav, itema Rabbi Abba, ze Yishai, Avi David, this was Yishai, the father of David, shenichnas be'ochlusa, v'yasa be'ochlusa. He was the head of the Sanhedrin. He was a godel hador. He was the biggest Talmid Chacham at the time. He was the biggest tzaddik of the generation. About whom the Gemara says, he only died because Adam sinned. Otherwise, Yishai had no sins. And this man, Yishai, you telling me Shaul doesn't know who he is? Whenever he went out of his house, he had a multitude of people to follow him. Yasa be'uchla, be'uchlusa, nichnas be'uchlusa. He was a godly hador. And Shaul is asking, who is Yishai? No, doesn't make sense either. So who is he asking? Ahita amar Shaul. This is what Shaul meant. Imi Peretz ate. I need to know whether Yishai is descended of Peretz, Yehuda and Tamar, had children. He was twins. The twins were Peretz and Zerah. He wants to know, Shaul wants to know, tell me, does Yishai come from Peretz, Imi Zerah, or from Zerah, from these two twins, which are the children of Yehuda? My Tama was a big deal, he says. No, hold on. He explains like this. Imi Peretz ati. If he is a descendant of Peretz, Yishai is a descendant of Peretz, David comes from Peretz, Malkahave is destined to be the king. Imi Peretz, why? Because why is from a king? Melech Peretz Gadol. He can do what he wants. No one can object to him. Imi Zerach, however, if he comes from the other twin, Zerach, Hashiva Be'al Mahave, he will be a great person, but not king. He was worried that David HaMelech, what is happening now, is a challenge to his kingdom, to his position as a king. That was he was worried. And I need to know, is he from Peretz, is he from Zerach? If he's from Zerach, I don't need to worry. He'll be great, but he won't be a challenge. If he's from Peretz, I need to worry. My Tama, Amar le Shaul ale dichtim. So what, why is he worried? He's a king. So he's a young boy here. Okay, a capable young boy. Why should I worry that he's going to be a challenge to me at this moment in time? He knew him already from before. He was serving him in the palace. So why suddenly, at this moment in time, Shaul worried? Says the Gemara, because it's written, dichtiv, Vayalbe Shaul et David Madav. When Shaul was getting ready to go to war and fight with Goliath, Shaul himself put his armor, the king's armor, onto David. In order that David should go with the king's armor to fight Goliath. But it says in the pasuk, Kimidasu. You know what happened? Shaul was a big man. It says in Nach, Mishichmo v'mala, from his shoulders upwards, there was no one who matched his height. Very tall man. David was a little boy. He was a young man. Suddenly he takes the armor from a big man, he puts it on to David,
and it fits him perfect. It's amazing. A miracle happened. It fits him perfect. Shaul started worrying. He said, why this miracle happened? I'm being told something. I'm being told that this young man, he fits into the king's garments, even though they're not his size. And that's why Shaul got worried suddenly. And therefore he's asking, I want to know, is he from Peretz? Is he a challenge to my kingdom? At that moment in time in the palace was Doeg, the Rasha. Doeg Haridoimi. Doeg Haridoimi was a big Talmid Chacham. Also big, big Talmid Chacham. He stands up and he says to the king, you've got nothing to worry. Acha tamashil alal. Rather than ask him who his father is and where he comes from, where his parents or Zera, ask im hagun hu lemalchut. You're worried whether he's fit to be a king. Im lav she'al alav im ra'u ilavo b'kahal. You know what you should worry? Is he a Jew? Is he not a Jew? That's what you should worry. He put a question, a genuine question. My tama, well, what's the problem? Why is the problem? Says Doeg, yeah, I'll tell you what the problem. The ka'atim is Ruth HaMoabiyah. He is descendant of Ruth. She's a Moabite woman. Amale Abner, the commander in chief, is also present. He butts in and he says, hold on, what are you worried about? The mother is Ruth. We've learned Tanina, we've learned Amoni velo Amonit, Moabi velo Moabit. We've got Moabite woman, but the halacha is a Moabite woman is permitted. We've deduced it because the Torah says an Ammonite and a Moabite man in the male, it says Ammoni in the male, therefore we deduce that a Moabite is permitted. Elameata, that was the halacha that he was quoted. But he comes on and he says, hold on, if you want to interpret a pasuk, I can also interpret it. And we know very clearly that if Chazal had interpreted a pasuk in a certain way, and it's not halacha l'mishem Sinai, not halacha l'mishem Sinai, therefore it's open to interpretation. If anyone comes along, even in a later generation, and comes along and finds a flaw, he finds a mistake in that interpretation, and he gives a new interpretation where no one can reject, that changes the halacha, because this is a section of halacha. It's not based on a takon of the Chachomim. It's not a gezeira that the Chachomim made, which therefore another Beis Din at a later generation cannot easily override. It's going to be gavul mimenu b'chochma b'minyan. We're not dealing with that type of takona. We're not dealing with the halacha l'mishem Sinai, which cannot be questioned. We are dealing with interpretation. And the Torah is given to be interpreted by the Chachomim. If you get in a new generation a new interpretation, it will void the previous one. And they came along with a big question, questioning the previous interpretation. And he's now saying, how long? This halacha is wrong. It's based on interpretation. I've got to crash it. And he says, it's written in the male, and you're deducing the female. If that's the case, if we're going to use that method, what will you say about mamzer? It's written in the Torah, mamzer, yavo bikalashem. A mamzer is not allowed to marry. In that case, why didn't the Torah wrote it in the male form? Mamzer. He could have written it in the female, mamzeret. If you're going to interpret male, and therefore we're going to deduct the female, therefore apply to a mamzer also. The Chachamim answered him immediately. And he said, no, mamzer we can interpret, forget male or female. The word mamzer mim mum zar. There is a blemish here, an extraneous blemish. We cannot accept it. Whether it's written male or female is irrelevant. The meaning is a blemish, the pagam. So therefore, whether it's male or female is irrelevant. He went on and he asked a further kasha. He said, what about Mitzri? A Mitzri is not allowed to marry until Al Yisrael. It's written in the male. Why don't we interpret that the female Mitzri is allowed? And clearly the halacha is not. If you're going to question Moavi, you're going to question Mitzri, and no one questioned Mitzri. The Gemara tries to answer this. So the Gemara says, Shani Chacha, the case of a Moabite woman is different. Why? The Mefarshe Ta'ame Bekira, the Torah gives us a reason. What's the reason that a Moabite woman is not allowed to marry, is allowed to marry, and a man not? Because the Torah says, what's the reason you shouldn't marry them? They're cruel people. You came to their borders, you needed food, you asked them for food, you said, we're not going to fight with you, please sell us food and water, and they refused you. Therefore, that's why you're not allowed to marry. So the Gemara, you know what? Who comes out and sells food? It would be the men. So therefore, that's why the men are forbidden and not the women. Comes Doeg and he says, hold on. I don't accept that answer. Because let the women come and sell, give food to the women. And let the men give food to the men. Therefore, the women should also be forbidden. They were also cruel. The women folk did not give bread and water to the women folk of Klal Israel. So therefore they're also cruel. Why are we going to absolve them from this cruelty? Ishtik. No one could answer. So now Shaul immediately says to Abner, go and ask. Go to the Beis HaMidrash and ask the Chachomim. We need an answer. And I need to know what's going on here. And he goes. He went to the Chachomim. He asked the same. Doeg went with Avner. So whatever Avner says to the Beis HaMidrash, what the Chachomim will tell him, Doeg is there provoking. They couldn't find an answer. The same kashes. There was a gentleman there called Amasa. He stood up and he took a sword and he said, anybody who challenges this, I'll stab him. So why? Because I have a Kabbalah, I have a tradition, I received it from previous generation, from the Beis Din of Shmuel Hanavi, that's a halacha. How? They also interpret it in the same way. So the Doeg comes along and he asks all the same kashes. He says, the Gemara, Mikol Makom Kasha, we got kashes. No one could answer it. Until the end of the very end, the Gemara says, in Israel, not in Babel, but in Eretz Yisrael, there the Chachamim had an answer. What's the answer? B'ma'arava Amre. In Eretz Yisrael, they had an answer. Ve'item Rabbi Yitzhak, some say it was Rabbi Yitzhak who said it, Amar Kira, Ve'yoymer Elav, Ayeh Sarai Shtecha. This is what the Malachim said to Avraham here in this week's Sedra. They come to visit him, and they say, tell me, where's Sarah, your wife? Now ask yourself, what business the Malachim to ask him, where's your wife? Where's its news? And to name her by first name. Right. You know, hey, tell me, where's Sarah, your wife? It's not their business. They were provoking an answer. And they had to come and ask this question because the answer was crucial in deciding what David HaMelech's status is. So they said to him, tell me, where's your wife? And he answered, oh, my wife doesn't come out to visit strangers. She's inside. She's Tznua. Kol Kevuda Bat Melech Penima. He says, now you've got the answer. Now you've got the answer why a Moabite woman is permitted, because she was not expected to go out and give food to anybody, not to women, not to men. They were inside. And where do we get that answer from? From Avraham's answer to the Malachim. And that's why the Malachim asked him this question. And that, in my opinion also, we've got another thing. Why the three Malachim came together? The Ari HaKadosh answered to them in a way. But another possible way of answering it is, they made the best in. And they said, we're going to get an answer for Klal Yisrael for later on. In future, there's going to be skeptics who's going to question whether David HaMelech is a Mashiach or not. We are going to establish that halacha now. We're going to sow the seeds. The three Malachim stood together, and together they elicited this answer from Avraham, which was the future establishment of this halacha, that Mashiach is valid from a Moabite woman, and it would halachically valid.